You're listening to Popular Technology Radio with Mike Kahn. Become a Pop Tech Tester. Visit poptechtesters.com.
Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio. I am your host, Mike Kahn, and we are being joined again by Dr. Ring Ng. He is the doctor, founder of and executive chairman, Lytro, L-Y-T-R-O.com. You can follow along in amazing cameras, light field photography. Now, Dr. Ng, we were just speaking before the break about the advantages of light field photography, and you had mentioned that there was a new camera, kind of light field photography 2.0, if you will, so to speak, a new camera that you just released called the Allume. Can you talk to us a little bit about what 40 megarays is? Is that like 40 megapixels? What does that mean?
The capture of light fields inside light field cameras is measured in rays of light because we're now capturing these rays that flow in three dimensions as opposed to these 2D pixels of the past. So light field resolution is measured in rays, and we have in the Lytro Allume a massive step up, a 4x increase in this light field resolution to 40 megarays. What that gives us is the raw data from which we can compute pictures that are focused at any depth after the fact or that can be viewed in three dimensions as we were talking about before. The output resolution of those pictures is lower than the 40 megaray source data because we combine those rays to make the output pixels. The Lytro Allume will make about 4 megapixel pictures at peak resolution that are totally interactive and three-dimensional.
Got it. But with that 4-megapixel image, the 40-megaray image, you can still blow up a picture as large as you want to get with a camera in its class.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. I'm actually sitting here at a table looking at a printout that I think is 2 foot by 3 foot from the Lytro Allume. The camera is not designed for printing. That's not its primary purpose. The camera is really designed for creative pioneers that want to be able to do something that is really creative and new with their photography. And really what's new here is the ability to take pictures that are living pictures. They're interactive. They can allow the viewer to control the perspective in the picture. For example, if you view it on a tablet just by moving your hands, that gives a sense of immersion that you can't get with any other camera. It allows them to explore the picture, to tap in a different place, to focus there, to see what they want to see. And it gives the photographer the ability to craft new visual stories that are interactive for their viewers, taking advantage of these new visual interaction capabilities.
So, Dr. Ng, I would say one of the things that you want to explain to people listening to our show is Lytro light field photography and the new Allume is not designed as a replacement for conventional photography. It is an entirely new animal. It is something new and unique, and really to be enjoyed interactively, either online or in a tablet, as projected data as opposed to something that is printed data.
Absolutely. You know, for a long time in our history, coming from film cameras and that folded over into digital, a lot of what photography was about was to be able to produce a print at the end of the day. And that's really transformed as we've gone to the internet, to displays in tablets, our laptops and our phones today, which are so vibrant and that are so connected. And I think the opportunity that Lytro is really focused on is how can we capture the right data within a camera in a futuristic way and bring the kind of processing to enable new visual experiences on these modern ways that we're viewing, processing, and sharing our photographs.
Understood. And there are a lot of other changes with the Allume versus the first generation light field. This camera looks more like a conventional camera. You put a huge 8x optical zoom that has constant aperture to f2.0. What's the advantage of having that? Just more creativity to have in your camera so that you can kind of block the image the way you want it to be?
Absolutely. The 8x zoom range speaks for itself in terms of it's great when you can go from wide to telephoto for creative range in your photography. It gives you the opportunity to shoot a lot of different subjects. The F2 aperture on this 1 over 1.2 inch sensor provides a shallow depth of field that allows for refocused storytelling, for change in perspective storytelling that is much richer than the first camera just because of the size and quality of the optics and the sensor. This sensor is not just 4 times the resolution, but 4 times the area of our first product. It also has a processor on it that comes from mobile phones. It's a Qualcomm Snapdragon processor that is it represents essentially tablet-class computing power that is put into a camera, which is a great fit, of course, because this is fundamentally about computational photography rather than the old-style 2D photography we've seen in the past.
So real quick, we can go to Lytro.com to see the Illum. You're selling it now on special for about $1,500, and it will be shipping very shortly in the next month or so?
That's right. The list price is $1,599, but right now during this pre-order period, folks can get it for $1,499. And if they're prior Lytro customers, there are also some pricing breaks for them as a loyalty program as well.
Fantastic. We've been speaking with Dr. Ren Ng. He is the founder and executive chairman of Lytro. Go to Lytro.com. Check out the new Illum. It's a perfect Father's Day gift, a perfect graduation gift for that photographer that you know or that tech guy that you know. I'm Mike Kahn, your host of Popular Technology Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio, sponsored by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.